Hello, my name is Marilyn Harper, and I have a treat for you. I teach the Channelers Academy. Well, let me say I facilitate the Channelers Academy, me along with Adironda and the Council of Light. If you don't know who Adironda and the Council of Light are, Google them. Because I have just taught almost a year-long course, and several of these people have been with me for a year or more. But I teach the Channelers Academy, which is normally a 12-month course and beyond, because we work with you in ways that, as far as I'm aware, no one else does. We help you learn how to receive those messages yourself. So we're going to have 13 brand new channels. 13. Now you can watch them all together in a marathon, or you can watch them individually and let each message soak in over a day or two and then watch the next one. Either way, it's all perfect. So let me introduce you to 13 brand spanking new channels. Thank you. Thank you, Vianne. What a message of source. Our next messenger, Josh Yates, served 5 years in the Marine Corps. He has his master's degree in computer science and has worked for 15 years as a software architect. He hails from Tallahassee, Florida, and his spiritual gifts expand those of simply being a channel. And he also is an expert on the Kabbalah, Tarot, and astrology, and he's utilizing all of that nature for his own self-employment. Please welcome Josh Yates.
Such a fantastic avenue to display the gathering of all creators that you are. The energy is magnificent. The love reaches beyond your imagination. We gather here together in the remembrance that together, please notice that you are all mirrors, exploring aspects within yourself. Remembering the powers that are already within. Divine equality has always been in existence. And individually, as you come together, and grow together, and love one another, there's less focus on non-receptivity, which has been talked about over the past few days. Focus on denials, focus on the wrong, focus on lack. That's the limited mind. We all seek to be receptive. And together, we all learn how to open one another and grow together and be available for self and each other and humanity. The love is shared throughout the planet. The appearances, see through them. For everything is perfect. Send love. And notice the reaction taken from self. Which may appear wrong, but is perfect. We would like to open for questions.
Thank you. I have a question about if we're all source and we all connect with that, why is it sometimes we just seem to make such silly choices or silly decisions or let our rage get in the way or let our anger complicate our lives? Can you help with that?
We are growing. Think of a child, a baby. Innocence. Falling down when trying to walk. And what do the parents do? They send love. They encourage the baby. The child eventually begins to walk. This analogy is exactly what we all experience through our lifetime. We are growing, and if we experience polarity, then let that be and learn to respond and react differently. Anger is a gift. The fire within that moves forward with change. Joy is a product of the same fire. Love is a product of the same fire. The mind is not the creator, but the mind can respond differently. See through appearances, go within. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Yes, actually it does. Could I ask a follow-up question?
Yes.
So your partner or your vessel, Josh, however you describe him as in partnership with you, dearest, he was a computer scientist. He was in the Marine Corps, he uses the left side of his brain all the time. How is it that he can be such a clear messenger of the Kabbalah, of astrology, and now a tarot, and now a channel, which is pretty clearly right-brained?
Yes. This channel has had many lifetimes with the spiritual modalities of Kabbalah, tarot, ancient symbolism. You all have, but this particular channel chose the path for the remembrance to build the foundation in this lifetime to be of service in an analytical way. This channel has esoteric vision that he doesn't even understand yet. This channel is working on the right brain and has been. He is aware of the balance. Which makes a perfect candidate for explaining difficult universal concepts and laws in a practical way. That is his goal. Now, we are working on the trust and flow state of this channel, which is why he is here today. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, it does. Thank you. Is there anything else?
One more question.
How is it that we as individuals can help humanity shift?
Focus on the oneness. Focus on the wholeness intensely. Know the connectedness, the love will flow outwardly through the eyes of the Creator. See the beauty in all appearances. We give thanks for your time today. Namaste.
Hello, I am back again. I just want to thank all of these messengers that provided us with inspiration, enlightenment, entertainment, and I want to thank you for joining us through this wonderful message and the 13 brand new channels that we are giving birth to on this planet. You know, it's so interesting to watch through the course of years, as you may be seeing these people on YouTube or other places as well, how their form of speaking, their channel, everything progresses. I mean, when I started channeling Adironda and the Council of Light, they were really slow, and it was like they were breathing really heavy to keep my frequency high. And that's one of the things it took me 11 years to actually publicly channel much. I don't want these people to have to wait that long. So that's why I teach this. So I'd like to just bring you a little message from Adironda and the Council of Light before we conclude. So take a deep breath.
Ah, so it is good day to you, it is good day to you, it is good day to you, you and you and you and you. Ah, good day to you, good day to you. Ah, we have too many people to say good day to, ah.
If you have not ever encountered us before, we are Adironda and the Council of Light. And we bring forth energies on your behalf for your own highest good and your own highest joy. And you have seen much progression of energy. You've seen much energy in the way different beings of light enter, in the way they are communicating, in the way they are facilitating that energy. Understand and know that with each messenger today, there has been a mini activation for you. That is why our vessel Marilyn, who sits back in the back and talks and talks and talks, that is why she says, listen to it one at a time if you choose, and take their message into your heart and sit with it for a day or 2 days, and then go back and listen to another, because each one carries a specific frequency that can benefit you. You know, we are at the age of enlightenment. We are, for the next 20 to 30 years, all people of this planet get the opportunity to be enlightened, get the opportunity to expand this frequency. And we are doing our job, yes? One person at a time, huh? We are connecting, we are accelerating, we are activating as many as we possibly can, and each in their own way. We are an activator in group, in mass. Some of these beings activate just one being at a time, or through music, or through language of light. So trust. Trust who you are. If you are feeling that the world is shifting, congratulations, you are right. If you are feeling that you are shifting, congratulations, you are right. You are the next evolutionary step. What are you doing with your step? You have learned today to take care of the planet. You've learned today to take care of the heart. You've learned today to take care of yourself. You've learned today to love yourself. How many times do we have to tell you to love yourself? You've learned today that the galactics are on their way, or they're already here. So what more is there? Ah, we could find out. That is another transmission. Trust and be aware that every single thing that is happening in this planet, on this planet, and around this planet, we know, take a deep breath, is still divine order. Trust that humanity is moving through a time that humanity has never been before. So you have no paradigm. So if you're trying to do things the same way you did it yesterday, the day before that, give it up. It's not happening that way. You understand what we say? It is time to get out of your own way. It is time to stop complaining about your neighbor or your friend or your person that's so negative, or the president or the leader or the Congress, whatever you're complaining about. Stop it. It does no good. Instead, it is about proactivity. Not violent proactivity, but proactivity. Be the change you wish to see, huh? Everyone that's important has ever said that. It's not new. Be the change you wish to see. So instead of complaining about it, stop and say, what can I do? What could I do? Maybe it is to get a recycle bin in your neighborhood. Maybe it is to teach a class on acknowledging your own intuition. Maybe it is helping someone across the street and smiling and being a friend to those that you encounter. That changes the world just as much as someone standing on a stage and spouting words of wisdom. The galactics are coming through. All the ascended masters are coming through, beings on this planet. So trust that. Trust who you are. Trust the focus that you are learning. And as you learn, you grow. As you expand, the planet grows. And as you become conscious, everyone in your field becomes a little more conscious. So we know this has been a marathon of messages. Everything is possible, so it is time for you to check in with each segment for your own spiritual enlightenment. Because we know if you're watching this, you wish to be enlightened. Trust that energy. Trust yourself. Trust who you are. Because we trust you. We know you. We see you. We love you. We honor your path. We see how you expand and how you sometimes are fearful of how you expand. We see that focus because we are you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste. Well, it's nice to have a party and have people come. You know, it is such a pleasure to have you join us for this segment of the Channelers Academy, for this sort of graduation for the Channelers Academy. It is a powerful group of people, as are you. And we are right here in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. And we, as we say in the heart of the Ozarks, namaste, y'all.